Some folks don't stop searching till they find the truth. If you've got a detective's eye, June's Journey is the game for you. Play as June Parker in a gripping murder mystery as you find hidden objects to help solve her sister's death. You'll hunt for clues in hundreds of beautifully illustrated scenes set in the roaring 20s. New chapters are added weekly. Find your first clue by downloading June's Journey today. Available on Android and iOS mobile devices, as well as on PC through Facebook Games.
Hey there! Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio Success Express, a business and career show with Nancy and Lisa. So, you know, every fourth Wednesday, we get to spend time with Ward. Ward Heinrichs is a San Diego employment attorney, and he is back on the show today to talk about California employment laws and San Diego employment laws that are concerning the landscape and construction business. So whether you're a construction or landscape company owner or an employee, you're going to want to know what he has to say about minimum wage, paid sick leave, a piece rate compensation. Are you taking the breaks that you're supposed to get? Are you an independent contractor? Maybe being an employee or vice versa. He knows all the answers. So you can keep up with Ward on his website. He's got a great blog on there too. Go to bestemploymentattorneysandiego.com. So welcome back, Ward. How's it going in San Diego?
It's going well. We've had kind of a cold winter. I mean, sometimes it got really warm and then sometimes it got cold. But just recently, we've had some really nice days and they're talking about 80s, which I think is probably a little too warm. But, you know.
Wow. That sounds good to me.
Sounds awesome to us. Listen, we're in the Pacific Northwest and it's been rainy. So I like to hear about sunshine. Mm. But when it's sunny out here, it's really beautiful. So I got to say, we're not complaining at all. But 80 degrees sounds beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beach weather, you know.
Mm. So, yeah, it is.
Being San Diego, too, and all of the state of California, I mean, when it comes to construction, I know there's always building going on. There's also always landscaping, where especially, you know, spring, summer, there is a lot to do. And I know you got palm trees. There's palm trees to be taken care of. You know, that's one of the beautiful things about your area. So it's a big industry. And so we're going to get into the employment laws on that. So we should look at what the businesses need to make sure, because I think even with this pandemic, I bet you a lot of people are going, you know what, I'm going to start my own landscape company or my own construction company. You see that changeover where people are working for somebody else after a few years go, you know what, I know enough to do my own. So I think it's good for people to know the laws before they even open up the business, right?
Yeah, it is. And some of the laws are pretty intricate. You know, we've talked about AB5 before and independent contractors, and those create their own separate problems for how you pay people. And in both those industries, traditionally, and that's why they came up with some of these laws, the employers, the people who own the business, often try to pay people as independent contractors. And really, it's tough. There are situations when it can happen. But that's tough to do. So you should talk before you try to do that, talk to someone. And then payment by cash too is another way of doing kind of the same thing.
So paying cash seems to be a big no-no then, because, and I think there's a lot of times where people have like day labor and they'll go, here's your whatever you get paid for the day, and no one's keeping track of anything. Is that where you can get into trouble?
That's a major place that businesses can get into trouble. There is a community of workers who make themselves available on a daily basis, and sometimes that's tapped into. And often those people are paid by cash. And I've, you know, just heard many, many stories, you know, in construction and in yard work types of situations where cash is paid out and the people like it. And there's nothing illegal about it itself, but it's hard to track. And so if you don't actually give a wage statement, you know, a pay stub with the cash payment, then it's not being tracked. And that's illegal. I mean, and the fines can be pretty big, especially depending on how many employees you have and how often it goes on.
So if you hire someone, and I was reading about this too, if you hire someone for a day, maybe you have a couple workers out. I mean, especially during COVID times, right? Oh, so-and-so is sick and we want to keep going. And you hire someone for a few days and you pay them cash or something. And even getting to that rate, do you have to look at minimum wage? When does that kick in on actually paying these people that may be just, you know, temporary?
Yeah, minimum wage is always the law for any situation that a worker or employer finds themselves in. You cannot pay less than minimum wage. And that even goes for like piece rate. You know, there's often construction people are paid on piece rate. People who put in flooring, carpet, drywall, they're often that's done on a piece rate basis, those types of things. And I think in the past, it's been used as a way of maybe not paying them as much. And not always, but sometimes. And then, but the absolute minimum someone must be paid in California is the minimum wage. So even if the piece rate doesn't quite get the minimum wage, you still have to pay it. So if you're doing piece rate, paying cash, you have to be careful of that type of thing.
Okay. So if you pay minimum wage and somebody's doing piece rate work and they have more than minimum wage, when you look at the piece rate, do they get that extra money?
Well, yeah, if they're getting paid piece rate now, all right. So the floor is a minimum wage. So if the piece rate amount that's paid doesn't meet the floor for that hour, for an hour, and it's less than like, let's say $14 an hour is mostly the minimum wage in California right now. And I'm not going to get into all the different types, but let's call it $14 an hour. So if you don't make $14 an hour with your piece rate, then they must be paid at least $14 an hour. If you make more with piece rate, more than 14, yes, you're being paid. In fact, you have to. You're saying, I'm hiring you to do a piece rate job. You're going to get paid piece rate. Okay. And if they make $30 an hour doing piece rate, then they get to keep it because that's the promise that was made between employer and employee.
Okay.
So now, but if you're doing piece rate, this is where it can get into the slippery slope of employee versus independent contractor, right? So if you are just an individual that's going out and maybe doing it as a second or third job, or, you know, hey, in between, I need to make some extra cash for a vacation, whatever it is, you have to be careful because you kind of have to almost be like your own independent contractor to do that and not be on call for a specific. This is weird because you have jobs as a landscaper, right? As a landscape company in construction, you want to be there first thing in the morning because it does get to those 80 degrees and 90 degrees. So there's some laws in there, right, about taking breaks and what time you need to be on a job. So can that get tricky in regards to an independent contractor versus an employee just because of those laws for employees?
Yeah. If the person can qualify as an independent contractor, then you don't have to worry about all those other laws. I think OSHA would still kick in. So maybe some of the heat stuff, the safety stuff would still be required because it's the burden is placed on the employer to make that happen for everyone. But in terms of the other employee benefits that you get, the minimum wage, the breaks, you know, breaks that are in the labor code and things like that. An independent contractor isn't entitled to any of those. You have to be an employee to get it. But the reality is, you know, day workers, if they're doing manual stuff, there's no way that they're going to be an independent contractor for a business that's either landscaping or construction, because those people you're hiring are actually doing the work that you as a business do. And so just to keep it simple, if they're doing that, they're employees. And so you got to be super careful about calling someone an independent contractor.
I thought there was a party going on.
Yeah, just my phone. But you have to be careful classifying, you know, day laborers as independent contractors. I can hardly think of a time when that would apply.
Okay, so it's, but this is an important thing, you know, because you can get yourself twirled around on who gets what and where. So it's good to have a good team, I think, you know, of people that are on your team, you know, as a company, so that you can get it all straight and have it right. But there's also, what about paid vacation? I know that's important, that when you're setting up a company or running a company now, that people do get their paid leave. And also over the last year, and everyone, Ward has written a great article over doing an overview of all the new laws for 2022. You can see it on blendradioandtv.com, and also the latest issue of Quality of Life magazine. And you did a whole section talking about the California Family Rights Act. So that kind of ties into paid leave, right? Or sick leave.
Well, it ties in a way. California Family Rights Act allows employees to take time off up to 12 weeks in a year. Now, you got to qualify for it. It's not always easy to qualify, but if you've worked there for a year or so and that kind of thing, then you probably do qualify. Then you are entitled to 12 weeks of unpaid leave. Now, that doesn't mean that some of that unpaid leave you can't get covered under sick leave. Now, remember, sick leave in California is only 3 days. So if you get 12 weeks off under sick leave, you're only going to get three of those days paid. And in San Diego, it's up to 5 days. And you actually accumulate as much as 10 days. But cool. If you, depending on how you draft your sick leave policy, you probably only can use five of those days in a year. So they do tie together a little bit, but... One's unpaid and one's paid. That's the way to really think about those two things. And they can overlap.
Okay. And the California Family Rights Act, that also, you can look at taking leave, because even if you got to take care of your grandmother, right? Or someone that's close to you, you use that. That's your token for that.
Yes. The California Family Rights Act allows employees to take time off for serious medical conditions or serious medical conditions of closely related family. And it's all the way up to grandparents nowadays, depending on the situation. Could be grandchildren. It can be a sibling who doesn't live in your house, you know, so you can invoke the California Family Rights Act in many different situations. Now, you know, family situations where they have a serious health condition, and also for baby bonding and a couple other things too. But, you know, really think about a serious health condition is probably the way it's used the most.
So that, you know, it's actually, when you think about this whole care family unit, you're seeing so much change now after what, COVID's still not gone, but you know, get out of here, COVID. People are getting, you know, they're building, you know, granny flats. I don't know what you call them here, but, you know, the, you know, multiple generations are actually living in bigger homes now, and people have changed. They're trying to go more into the country. And then also on top of it, people are going, hey, I'm working from home, so we're going to take this extra room and make it into an office, you know. So they're doing a lot of building. So I think construction is going to go up even more over this next year, because there's so many changes. You know, a lot of the places, you know, as we travel, we pet sit. So we're always in homes and communities, and from stories, we are hearing stories across the country that it's actually hard to get people to come and fix things because there's such a backlog of need after COVID. So I don't know if you're experiencing that in San Diego, but some places it's getting really difficult. So it's a good new business to get in.
Well, that's interesting, because we are experiencing that in San Diego to a very large degree, and everyone's aware of it. The rental rate has gone way up.
To purchase
a house, it's just, if you're new in the market, it's next to impossible nowadays. So the need for more construction is widely recognized, and they've done things like allow more granny flats to be built and other things. But they say that, you know, we're not going to catch up anytime soon. I mean, years and years and years before we really get enough housing on the market to.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it. But nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Get this market more normal and reasonable. Mm-hmm. So yes, construction, I think for that kind of thing, I think you're right. It makes sense that that'll go up. Oh, there's one thing I did want to add about the Family Rights Act, though, the California Rights Act, on the serious medical condition and how you can invoke that. That applies now to employers who have five or more employees. It used to be 50 or more, and now it's down to five or more. So even a small business, a relatively small business, it really could be beholden to the California Family Rights Act and required, if all the conditions are met, to give people, you know, up to 12 weeks of leave in a year.
How do they make that decision? You know, it seems like if you were looking for a job and you are cognizant of these laws, that you wouldn't work for someone who's only got three employees. Because
well,
you don't have.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that depends how desperate you are for a job.
Yeah. Well, because you'd be like, no. Yeah. Yeah, if you know about these laws.
Well, I assume that there are some people out there who say, yeah, I just want to have this leave benefit. Mm-hmm. And so they might only try to select employers who have five or more. I'm also guessing, though, mm-hmm. that when an employee says, hey, my kids, you know, they apply for summer jobs and stuff. They don't care. They just want to get a job. You know? So I'm not sure how many people really think about all those things. Now, of course, the further you are in a career, more of a professional career, you're going to pay more attention to that kind of thing, I would think. But mm-hmm. I really think that, you know, by and large, people are really thinking, well, what's the pay?
Yeah.
Is this the kind of job I want to do? Mm-hmm. And once you get there, I don't think people probably think much about, well, what are the other benefits that the state grants me through legislation. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing there's a lot of jobs mm-hmm. where those things are highly considered.
I think it's going to depend on each person, and also if they already have somebody in their family that does have medical needs too. I think if you're someone that's, yeah. you know, that's going to be something that you look at. But yeah, I mean, if you think about the construction industry and landscaping mm-hmm. to go with it, I mean, landscaping is also becoming very specialized. You need to know what grows where these days, even more because of water issues. And so it's become very, which is fascinating. So much, you know, we need to plant more trees across this country. Really helps, and helps on climate change and all of that good stuff. And yes, it does exist, but trees help, and they provide jobs and for people to care for them, but you need to know what to plant where and how. So I think we're going to see a nice steady growth for everyone, but we also need it in the car industry. Can we do that next? Because we might need to buy the Tacozilla truck. I want to do that for our road trip.
Well, as long as you take great video of you driving the Tacozilla truck, I'd be all for that.
I yeah. like the Tacozilla truck. Have you? Did cool. you see that? Isn't it cool?
I haven't seen it.
I'm going to have to. Everybody, look up the Tacozilla truck. It's a Toyota. It's like an old Chinook from the 70s.
It's cool.
It really looks like that, where you can roll around. But the industries are changing. Mm-hmm. Like the whole. Things are taking a while. Like trying to buy a car now is like a whole other deal.
That's not but easy.
You yeah. tapped on something that I think is not well known, and you're talking about what are some of these regulations? And one of them in the landscaping industry, which you were talking about specifically, is that to be a landscaping architect, you have to have a license.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to, what I'm trying to say is mm-hmm. those people, you know, they're at one level, and they're probably a business owner or working for, you know, at a pretty high level in a business. It's the other people that I'm really talking about where all this stuff certainly applies all the time. And that's for the guys who are out there planting the trees, you know,
doing the physical labor.
Yeah, the labor.
Those guys, I mean, really guys and gals, this minimum wage stuff and all the other the meal breaks, rest breaks, all that kind of stuff, it will apply to them. There's, again, hardly an exception. And just naming them independent contractors just doesn't fly. Now, you know, maybe you want to take that risk. That's up to you, but it's a risk.
Okay. You know, and when you talked about the landscape architect too, there's also, you know, anybody is the actual contractor who's, you know, the builder who runs that company. It's something important, I think, for employees to make sure that you're working for someone who's keeping up with their licensing too, because there's lawsuits that happen with construction and landscaping, and you don't want to be part of that. You know what I mean? Because as a company, do you see that happen in employment law at all, that anyone can be in trouble? I know it's just in general, keep up with your licenses, but some companies may think they don't even need to do it. But for, I mean, I don't want to hire a contractor who doesn't have a license.
No, you don't.
We all know we don't want to go through that.
Yeah, well, and there's a tension in California about that. If it's more like home maintenance or low level maintenance of your house, then you don't have to have a contractor's license for that. And you know where that demarcation is, it's not always clear.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of people who don't have a contractor's license who end up doing work that you should have a license for. So I think you're right. You need to watch out for that as a consumer and say, hey, look, you know, because if something happens, there's no insurance and nothing. But if you got a contract license, someone with a contracting license, they're doing, you know, some major renovation, you know, more than just painting the walls, then you've got protection under the law.
And it's good if you're going to work from, you want to, you know, if you're going up in the career, because sometimes when you start a career, you're doing the physical labor and you're moving up, you know, and going, sometimes you're going to go through every single type of, you know, are you going to do the roofing, the painting and all of that, because your goal is to eventually own a company like that. You want to work for someone who has their licensing, because you know what I mean? You want to do that, because if someone doesn't have that licensing, do any of the laws shift and change? I know some of that goes into workman's comp and OSHA and all of that. That's a little different than what you deal with, but can it fall back on an employee that, you know, you get screwed over because you worked with someone who may act like they have a license, but doesn't?
Yeah. Well, I think there's always more risk in that situation where the business may not survive. And if it doesn't survive, there may be hours you're owed for work and there's no money there to pay it. And honestly, there's not a whole lot you can do about it if it gets to be that bad. You know, there's bankruptcy laws that allow discharge of those types of debt, depending on how old they are. If working for someone who's legitimately licensed has good benefit.
Well, especially if you're looking at insurance, if you're not legitimately licensed, you probably don't have all the insurance you need to run
that business.
Yeah, that's probably not. I mean, you can you go out and get some E&O and liability insurance and things like that. But you're right. Who's going to do it if you're not? You're forced to do it. Put it that way. If you're a licensee, you're forced to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Well, thanks, Ward. This is always good. We always go off in the weeds somewhere, and we had to. We're talking about landscaping. Well, because people fall off roofs and stuff, you know? It's like...
They do.
You got to be careful.
Construction's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, no. And they have to pay more in work comp because of the potential for injury. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, it's one of those, it's much more dangerous than working in an office like I do.
No, it is dangerous. Sure. And landscaping, you got rattlesnakes out there. I always start talking about snakes for some reason, because they're out there and they're cool. And you gotta be nice.
We see them a lot. She calls them and they come.
It's kind they do.
Really?
Yeah, yes. She's weird.
I'm the snake whisperer.
She's a snake. She gets snakes and I get chickens and geese.
peacocks.
And peacocks.
And squirrels.
They just come.
Squirrels yell at Nancy every time we go on a walk somewhere. They know when they yell at her.
Yeah, they talk.
And then our one friend, every time we hike, she sees bobcats. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're weird. You guys some more.
See what you know. The last snake was a cotton mouth. You want to come?
Yeah, you want to come?
It was great. It was a great experience. But good stuff, everyone. Again, Best Employment Attorney, sandiego.com is the website for Ward. And call Ward. Absolutely. And, you know, really, yeah, I know. You will sit and talk to people, especially them starting their business, right? And give a consultation to kind of see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If there's a case, to have a phone call first and see where they need to go on everything.
Yeah, just pick up the phone and I'll talk to you. You know, I won't run the meter
he's nice.
During our first conversation. I may say, well, it's been an hour. Now it's time to make some decisions here. But yeah, no,
unless you take Ward to lunch, then it's okay.
and what about
how many times have I done that? Take me out to lunch and then it's an hour of me talking. Yep.
Okay. But then what about when you're first starting a business? Isn't that the best time to talk to a lawyer? So you get it right out the gate?
That's a good time. Now, you know, all right, that's a good question. For an employment attorney, the good time is when you're getting ready to hire your first hire, probably. And certainly if you haven't done much for the first five, now you need to talk to an employment attorney. Because now there are places that help you, you know, like Paychex and some of those other all-in-one type of services that are out there. But honestly, You're not going to get the subtle analysis that you would get from someone like me that may be really beneficial to you in your and how you're running your business, because every business is a little different. Everyone thinks about it a little differently, and some things important to one and not another. And you're going to get more of a cookie cutter with those big services, but with someone like me, you're going to get individual attention and individual answers.
Yeah.
And he does like working with restaurants too. So you know, get him for lunch and landscape construction. I mean, that's good. You know, I think that's, you're going to see a lot of people going, hey, you know, we're setting them up. Cause I really see that changing up. I think people are going to be starting their own construction and landscape companies and, you know, probably know how to do it and getting studied, you know, during COVID. I think people got handy out there and said, you know what, it's nice working outside. Or doing follow the dreams that you want. You know, so many people worked for people and said, that's it, enough of that. I'm going to do it for myself. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to see an influx. So hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
And construction is highly regulated. You know, if you can keep it down to handyman level, that's what we were talking about before, then you know, you're probably okay doing little jobs around the house and that's not that big of a deal. But once you get beyond that, it's highly regulated.
Yeah, exactly. And also, and knowing about landscaping is important too. That is dangerous work because lawnmowers are involved.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I know all about lawnmowers now too.
And I'm not saying a word.
Everyone, again, the Best Employment Attorney, sandiego.com. Ward is on every fourth Wednesday. So keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Thanks so much, Ward. We're going to go prune our roses now.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better? You really can do it, but nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.